All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 13th of November 2025 Annual General Meeting of the Georgetown Council. But first, I would like to acknowledge the attendees. Oh, first, let's do an acknowledgement of country. The Georgetown Council acknowledges the Palawa people from the Litjimarina tribe from Port Dalrymple as the traditional custodians of the land. We honor and give thanks for the caring of country, seas, and skies of Kinemata Ta Kinta and surrounds. We pay respect to the elders past, present, and future, for they hold the memories, traditions, culture, and hope of Pakana people in Litjiwita. The public is advised that it is our council policy to record the proceedings of meetings on digital media to assist in the preparation of minutes and to clarify any questions relating to the minutes raised during any subsequent meetings. The recording does not replace the written minutes, and a transcript of the recording will not be prepared. As many of you would be aware, there are some specifics pertaining to annual general meetings. I'll give a few brief overviews. Just be advised, as I said, a recording is going to be made of this meeting. All people attending this meeting are to be respectful and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting. Language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory, or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. And it's just a general reminder, this is a place of work, so occupational health and safety guidelines apply and will be enforced accordingly. Our register, item 1.1, apologies. We have apologies from Councillor Orr and from Councillor Ashley. From the staff side, we have apologies from our General Manager, Shane Power. So acting is our Director of Infrastructure Works, Andrew McCarthy, who will be our acting General Manager today. We also have apologies from Rick Dunn, who's taken ill this evening. In attendance, we have the fantastic Councillor Winston Mason on his game, the outstanding Councillor Tim Harris, the extraordinary Simone Lowe, and the wonderful Deputy Mayor Greg Dawson, and good old me, Greg Keyser, as Mayor. That was brief. Meeting procedures. In short, the annual general meeting of council serves much the same purpose as an annual general meeting. Oh, I didn't introduce our staff. The rest of us, of course. Cheryl Hyde, Director of Corporate and Community. Louise Dickinson, of course, who is the only person who knows how to turn the lights on, but is our general assistant, head of governance, and a few other things. That's fine. Thanks, John. If you can just silence, appreciate that. Okay, sorry, back onto meeting procedures. The AGM serves much the same purpose as an annual general meeting of the public sector, where the board of directors gives an account of stewardship over the affairs of the municipality for the financial year in review. Annual meetings also provide an opportunity for residents, in other words, the shareholders, to question council's performance for the year in review. The annual general meeting will be generally conducted in accordance with the procedures outlined below. Attendees are asked to complete the attendance register. Only submissions, questions, or motions relating to the annual report, and I'll make one little addition, or broadly speaking to the strategy document of council, will be accepted in writing. A motion must be seconded or passed by a majority of votes taken by a show of hands or any other deemed method, but show of hands will do the trick. Only electors in the Georgetown municipal area are entitled to vote at an AGM. A motion passed at the AGM will be considered at the next ordinary meeting of council. The chairperson's ruling is final. All right. So let us first then go to the confirmation of minutes. Can I call for a mover for the minutes of the 2024 annual general meeting? We have Councillor Harris as our mover, seconded by Councillor Dawson. Councillor Harris, over to you.
Thank you, Mayor. Nothing further to add apart from the fact that we wish to get on with the job.
Thank you, sir. Councillor Dawson.
No, it was a fairly brief meeting. There wasn't a great deal in last year's AGM, other than our contribution contribution, so it's all true and correct.
Any speakers for or against or to?
Can I get a question before you pass that leave?
It's not strictly allowed.
The act of any member of the committee that's a right either rock to vote in the IGA, it's not restricted only to councillors.
Yes, you are, but
so
specific.
Why did it not say that they were invited to vote last year? Were
no, but it's only specific to if a motion is moved from the floor or a motion moved in question time, not in the general concourse of a meeting. That's actually not correct. So there are specific opportunities. So you could move a motion from the floor without notice if you want, but not in the general session.
Correct.
All right, Councillor.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to clarify, as Councillor Harris wasn't at the meeting, was he eligible to move the minutes as a true and accurate record?
He is, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, no, just happy to learn. Thank you. Good.
Anyone else? Otherwise, I'll simply put that to the vote. All right, all those in favour of accepting the minutes, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Okay. Let me get myself forward. All right, that leads us to section four, the Mayor's Minutes, Mayor's Message. So Yapalinga, welcome. It's my pleasure to present the 2024-25 Annual Report, a year of celebration of arts, culture and events. Some of the highlights included the Solstice in the Square, a winter celebration which attracted over 2,000 attendees and featured music, fire performances, food and art installations. The Art Street Art transformed Georgetown into an open-air gallery showcasing murals and installations created by local artists and youth. The Tamar Valley Folk Festival spanned 3 days and included concerts, workshops, markets, and children's activities. The Georgetown Mini Summer Series brought live music concerts to Weymouth, Hillwood, and Georgetown, highlighting Tasmanian artists and, of course, much celebrated New Year's extravaganza hosted by the Georgetown Neighborhood House. The Creative Georgetown Exhibition Program hosted 6 exhibitions across the George Mooney Gallery and Watch House Gallery, presenting diverse media and themes. Community exhibitions featured contributions from Lighthouse Regional Arts.
Point of order.
Yes?
Jim Mooney.
Did I? Jim Mooney, thank
yes,
you, sir.
Thank you.
My mind was clearly not coupled to my eyeballs. Let me resume. Community exhibitions featured contributions from Lighthouse Regional Arts, local schools, and youth-led initiatives. The second year of the Kinimata Takinta Georgetown Art Prize celebrated local identity and the environment, and the inaugural Youth Art Prize received over 40 entries across various age groups. The Creative Georgetown Workshops engaged 811 participants in activities such as flower crown making, acrobalance, circus arts, fluid art, and cultural practices. Council partnered with Aboriginal community members to deliver events for NAIDOC Week and Reconciliation Week, including flag-raising ceremonies, smoking ceremonies, film screenings, and workshops. Signage for the First Nations gathering space was installed, featuring artwork by Palawa artist Susan Mansell. The Bass and Flinders Maritime Museum celebrated Matthew Flinders' 250th birthday through an international collaboration with the community of Donington in the UK, and the museum acquired and displayed the historic whale boat Mirage and participated in the Australian Wooden Boat Building Festival. Following initial support from Council and the State Government, the Georgetown Art and Artisans Guild became an independent incorporated association. This has proven to be a great example of successful partnerships leading to sustainability of new cultural enterprise. I'm proud of Council's commitment to youth development through our Futures Youth Program, with initiatives including the Launchpad drop-in sessions offering weekly creative and mentoring activities, Seagulls to Chips program supporting leadership and creative development, the Future Changes Camp, a youth leadership retreat, the Youth Impact Council, and the Youth Voice Showcase, which presented survey results and recommendations for youth well-being and engagement. It's also with great pride to be able to report on Council's continued investment in the local community, with some examples including St Vincent de Paul for its Dining with Friends program, Georgetown Art and Artisans Guild for marketing assistance, and the Georgetown Junior Football Club to assist with playing jumpers and attire. Council also supported local athletes attending competitions ranging from motocross, boxing, and basketball. Some additional highlights I'd like to bring to the attention of the reader include the inaugural Caring for Cats program. This program is a state first, aimed at reducing the number of stray and feral cats that can have a significant impact on local fauna and improving responsible pet ownership. During this pilot program, Council de-sexed 113 cats. And microchipped 115 cats. A special thanks goes to Just Cats, Tassie Cats, and the Scottsdale Vet for their assistance throughout the program. Adopted in June 2024, the Georgetown Street Tree Strategy has guided the planting of 145 advanced trees. This year, plantings were installed along Victoria Street, Anzac Drive, Blue Gum Dog Park, Stonehouse Street, and Cemetery Road. The strategy will continue to be implemented in the coming years, improving township amenity, supporting temperature reduction, stormwater pollutant reduction, and habitat provision. A further 3,000 trees were planted at the former landfill in Georgetown. The program was delivered in partnership with Tamar NRM and involved many volunteers from across the community. There are many more activities that I could highlight. However, I implore you to read through a few more of them which are presented in the report. Thank you very much. Over to you, Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just read this out on behalf of the General Manager, Shane Power. So, welcome to the 2024-2025 Annual Report of Georgetown Council. This report presents a number of highlights and the organisation's performance over the 12 months ending 30th of June 2025. Performance measures of note include an annual operating surplus of $70,000 in line with the 1% target set in Council's financial management strategy. Pleasingly, this result represents the seventh consecutive year that an operational surplus has been achieved. This allows for cash reserves to be bolstered, enabling the organisation not only to meet its liabilities and obligations, but also provides opportunities to invest in strategic initiatives for the benefit of the community. I acknowledge the financial support provided by the Commonwealth and state governments through both recurrent and non-recurrent funding. As we do the investment from our industrial partners in community programs and assets, this funding assistance reduces Council's reliance on rates and charges. Council once again invested significantly in the renewal of its assets, including almost 10 kilometres in resealing of roads, approximately 500 linear metres of paths replaced, and 1.4 kilometres of new footpaths. The overall investment in renewal was approximately $2.5 million, representing a greater than 90% renewable ratio across all major asset classes. This is in line with the target ratio of 90 to 100%. Interestingly, an asset sustainability ratio is reported as low as 47%, which is well below the 100% target. This is a result of having to write down the depreciation of the outdoor pool, which represents approximately $1.535 million additional depreciation than previous years. Compounding the sustainability ratio was the diversion of renewal to capital required for bridges replacements following major storm events which significantly damaged a number of bridges. Once again, the team have delivered a completion ratio above 90% for annual plan actions and just shy of 100% for customer service compliance. This result is impressive when considering the increase in customer requests from 642 in 2023-24 to 1,323 in 24-25. A total of 169 requests for service were lodged between the 28th of August 2024 and the 20th of September 2024 due to the weather events. Our planning and building teams continue to be kept busy processing building works to the approximate value of $48 million. The team's performance has been recognised, having received an award through LG Pro for organisational excellence and a further two awards for excellence in the categories of Great Place and Planning Champion, which were awarded by the Planning Institute of Australia. Council's Team Leader of Community Services was awarded the Emerging Leader Award through LG Pro. Council's Our Futures Youth Program was a notable finalist. The Northern Tasmania Alliance of Resilient Councils, in which Georgetown is a member, also received an award for organisational excellence. In the Georgetown Chamber Business Excellence Awards, Council was successful in winning the award for Best Marketing Advertising Campaign for the Solstice in the Square event. And just in closing, a fantastic year acknowledged by a number of accolades for our teams, and I trust you'll enjoy the ensuing report. Shane Power, General Manager.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And so Section 6, I'll hand over to Cheryl, our Director of Corporate and Community.
Thank you, Mayor. As Director of Corporate and Community, it gives me great pleasure to present the 2024-2025 financial reports for the Georgetown Council and the independent audit report provided by the Delegate of the Auditor General. These have been included in the meeting agenda and Annexure B of the annual report. I take this opportunity to thank James Anderson and the finance team in the preparation of the financial reports and the assistance with the audit, which occurred during my recent absence. Thank you, Mick.
Thank you, Cheryl. Section 7, submissions to the 2024-25 annual report, of which I believe there are nil, which takes us to Section 8, which is questions to the 2024-25 annual report. Calling once, calling twice. There be no questions to the annual report. We'll go straight on to item 9, which is motions to the 2024-25 annual report. There being nil, we'll move on to section 10. And I'm sorry you've had a long drive down the freeway to witness such an extraordinarily brief meeting. I almost feel, I feel like we should buy you a drink or something.
I actually accidentally got in 5 hours late.
Anyway, section 10. So there being no further business, I will record the time as 6:19, and I will thereby declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.